Cold Life by Mary Trezillo. A monster, a beautiful monster. She's so slender, so delicate, except for the hump of her belly. And even with the oaken stave through her heart, even with her pallor faded to skim milk or mandrake blossom white, her belly pulses twice a minute and her legs splay in dead paroxysm. Victor, unwilling to touch that corrupt flesh, lifts her hem with the staff he brought along, cut from the same oak we nailed her with. A little mound between her legs, then a head of wet, dark hair, then the whole infant heaved out by the little life left in that demonic body.
A baby,
Lucy whispers. Warning her back, Victor takes off his glove. He touches it. It's cold, he says.
We should bury them together, Lucy says.
An impulse. She throws her cloak over the beautiful monster's face. But the small creature between the monster's legs opens amber eyes and its chest fills, and it mews like an imploring kitten. Kill it, says Victor. But of course, you can't kill a newborn babe, not in conscience. So Lucy bends and lifts it up, cradles it to her warm body, offers it her virgin breast.